Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Welcome. It's the Savage Nation. Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage. He will be back tomorrow. And here, the Savage Nation, with the help of you, the silent majority, the forgotten man, we find the cornerstone of the Trump presidency, or maybe better put, the load-bearing wall of the Trump presidency. That's something that the president could understand, being that he comes from a building background. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Check out michaelsavage.com for all the latest headlines and subscribe to the Savage newsletter, and don't forget to also pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. And that battle is something that is taking place as we speak, each and every day since before the man was inaugurated, and we've been bringing you the latest detail and analysis right here at the Savage Nation. Dr. Savage brings it to you every single day. What we have going on now, well, we're waiting to hear what those three judges in Seattle are going to decide about the immigration executive order. We're going to be talking a lot about that, but when it comes down, we will bring it to you here. We hope that it comes down before the show ends. And then there is also the ongoing circus of the obstruction that is being pushed out by the Democrats, led in the Senate by Chuck Schumer and led in the House by Nancy Pelosi. What they're doing is really exposing how inept they are, how much they do not care about their constituents, and how much they do not care about the American people. What is happening with the cabinet nominees and how they are holding them up when they can't. They just don't have the numbers. The math does not work to stop the nomination of Jeff Sessions, which is going on right as we speak. And what we saw yesterday with now Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, how they tried to stop that. It's nonsense. If I can say, Chuck Schumer is practicing the politics, for those of you who are old enough to remember, of the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and into the 90s. It's old school. It's outdated. It's stale. It doesn't work. It's got Chicago 1968 strategy written all over it. And, well, Pelosi, she's just crazy. She's a San Francisco lunatic. She just spurts out whatever she wants to spurt out while getting her daughter cushy jobs in media. But they are going to oppose anything dealing with Trump regardless. Let the people be damned. They don't care about you. I don't care if you're a super left-wing Berkeley liberal or if you're a super right-wing Bible-thumping Christian. They don't care about you. All they care about is hurting President Trump. And if you're hurting President Trump, you're hurting you. Okay? Chuck Schumer came out with a ridiculous statement after Vice President Mike Pence ruled in the affirmative and thus pushed one vote forward for Betsy DeVos yesterday. Said it's a rigged cabinet. What is that? Pass the cabinet nominees. For crying out loud, these are cabinet nominees. This is not the vice president. This is the cabinet. This is not the president. This is the cabinet. The cabinet nominees are nominated and confirmed all of the time, and then they go off into history and they do their jobs and they collect their perks. And outside of the Secretary of State, you very rarely ever hear about the Secretary of Labor, the Secretary of Education, the Secretary of this and that, ways and means. Not that they're not important jobs. They're very important jobs, and they do their job, but it's not something that crosses your plate every day. But the thing I love about this is that the Democratic Party is unhinged, and they are showing their lack of tolerance. They're showing their the way they really feel about the American people, which is not much. Look at the immigration order, if I can digress back to that for a second. It's all kind of all part and parcel. The immigration order, okay? Donald Trump said, and I quote, the travel ban is done for the security of the nation. Okay? They're trying to call it a Muslim ban, hence they're playing politics. We all know it's not a Muslim ban. It's seven nations. Do you realize that this pause in immigration from those seven nations affects only 13% of Muslims in the entire world? It does not even go to countries that have the largest Muslim populations, such as India, Indonesia, and others. Okay? 87% of all Muslims in the world are not affected by Trump's immigration order. So everything you're seeing on CNN and MSNBC and you're reading on liberal sites online, HuffPo and others, about a Muslim ban is a lie. And now we are waiting on the executive order from these three judges in Seattle who, if you listen to that audio yesterday, and it was a little hard to listen to because it was quite boring. It's kind of like listening to Charlie Brown's teacher, wah, wah, wah. But there was a couple of nuggets in there where they were citing things Rudy Giuliani has said during the nomination process, during the campaign, stuff that was said in the media. And the Department of Justice lawyer, you know, skillfully said, you know, basically, and I'm paraphrasing, focus on what's in the executive order. You're not focusing on what's in newspaper articles. Truly, truly amazing. This and a lot of other stuff can be found at michaelsavage.com. A sidebar to the executive order is the violence. You've seen it in Berkeley. You've seen it at NYU. We've seen it in other areas around the country. Professional anarchists ginning up the crowd. Obviously, in Berkeley, they're wearing black ninja clothes. It's getting worse. I actually have a Make America Great hat again, and I've been wearing it proudly. And, you know, people are giving me stink eye. And that's, I wonder if it would escalate if I was in another environment outside of a supermarket. And some one of the questions I want to ask to you, the Savage Nation listeners today, is, in reference to said violence, will it get worse? We've seen it throughout the year. We've seen it at the campaign rallies where Trump rallies are infiltrated by Democratic agitators, and they try to start violence, and they try to start riots. Okay, there was that one Yahoo who punched the guy in the face, but really, that was the only legitimate one that the media could really jump on. So we have the Kavanaugh nominees. It's becoming a circus, and the circus is adding rings every day, even though Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus recently went out of business. A little trivia there for you. We have Chuck Schumer sounding like a throwback to 50 years ago. We have Nancy Pelosi, who knows what she's rambling. We have Maxine Waters thinking that Russia invaded Korea. I don't know, instead of Crimea. That was the one yesterday. Was Nancy Pelosi referencing President Trump, she referred to him as President Bush. I don't know whether to call it Trump derangement syndrome or Bush derangement syndrome, but there is so much going on. And like I said, we're kind of in a waiting pattern now. We're trying to see what's going on with Jeff Sessions and the nomination. He's going to be confirmed. He's going to get the votes. It's just a matter of when the Dems stop filibustering so that they will not let the inevitable happen. How late into the evening that goes, well, we don't know. I just have a feeling it's going to be many hours. But if it happens before the Savage Nation ends, we here, as Dr. Savage does every day, will bring it to you first. Same thing with the executive order. Once those judges come down with that decision, we'll see what's happening. When I was listening, and I'd like to know, for those of you who heard the audio, or if you've had a chance to read some of the snippets online, or maybe were fortunate enough to see it on the news today, did you hear the little snippets they played really gave a feel for what the judges were trying, in my opinion, to find a reason to knock the ban down? And you know, Trump today called it disgraceful. Last night I was sitting there eating dinner watching. This is what I do with my free time. I watch this stuff as entertainment. I was appalled. Trump used the word disgraceful. I used the word repugnant. I was sitting there. I was like, are you kidding me? You're looking for reasons for this to be no. But also today on the Savage Nation, we're going to talk about how did we get to the point of these three judges? Well, there's that judge, James Robart, 69 years old, in Seattle, a place where I lived for 6 years. 6 years of my freedom given away to the city of Seattle. Oh, If I could only have those 6 years back. Judge Robart, appointed by George W. Bush. You might be wondering, how does George W. Bush, a Republican president, appoint a judge who ends up in Seattle, of all places? I mean, Seattle is so far to the left, you have to look to your right to see the people there. Trust me, I lived it for 6 years. Horror. Horrible place. And our friends in the Savage Nation who listen on Dr. Savage's affiliate KVI know exactly what I'm talking about. But they find refuge coming to the Savage Nation when it airs there in Seattle. The little pocket of conservatism they have there. Jason Robart, 69 years old, appointed by George W. Bush. How does that happen? Well, politics, my friends. Politics, Patty Murray, and favors that George W. Bush was trying to acquire by dealing with Senator Patty Murray in the state of, she's a senator from the state of Washington. And this is what happens when you play nice with Democrats. This is what happens when you play nice with crazy liberal Democrats from the Pacific Northwest. Dr. Savage always says liberalism is a mental disorder. Never have truer words been spoken, but that's how it happened. When I first heard the Ninth Circuit judge in Seattle, appointed by George W. Bush, knock down the travel order, I'm like, how can that be? Where'd this guy come from? Well, he's no conservative, folks, this judge. And trust me, if he's living up there in Seattle, unless he is like a very small pocket of conservatism that's up there, he's not. It's a favor. And when you're doing favors for people, this is why they reserve a spot at the end of the line for nice guys, okay? Because nice guys finish last. So now we're dealing with three crazy liberals. We'll go through a little later in the show, basically where they're from and where they receive their education will tell you enough about where the three are deciding. Which way will it go? I don't know. But from what I heard yesterday, they were trying to find a way to knock down President Trump's executive order. That and a lot more coming up here on the Savage Nation. My name is Lou Pate, sitting in for Dr. Savage. And remember, go to michaelsavage.com for all the latest headlines. Subscribe to the newsletter and pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. Boy, you want to talk about a book that is right on time with what's going on daily? You're gonna find it there in Trump's War, His Battle for America. Lou Pate here with you in on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage, who will return tomorrow. But while you're here, you can dial us up at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Check out michaelsavage.com for all the latest headlines and subscribe to the Savage newsletter. And don't forget to pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. And hey, while you're at michaelsavage.com, here's something that you're taking part in, many of you, and you don't even know. Dr. Savage's show is the number one show in streaming. Well, number one show in a lot of things, but number one show in streaming, beating out every other program out there in the world. Number one. For 3 years in a row. And I think I could speak for Dr. Savage when I say thank you to all the members of the Savage Nation. It could not have been done without you, and we do appreciate it. We're talking about the cabinet nominees. We're talking about the waiting for the decision to come down on the executive orders. And I also want to talk to you about something that you're not going to hear. We keep hearing a lot in the news about Nordstrom's dropped Ivanka Trump's line of clothes, even though she has distanced herself from the company, and she really has nothing to do with it legally. So she's moved away from it because she's going to be helping her father in the White House. We hear Trump's not sleeping enough because he mentioned to that Fox News correspondent that he only sleeps 4 to 5 hours a night. All these petty little things. You know, people saying it's not presidential that he referred to the three judges who are describing his executive order as disgraceful. All of this nitpicking, as I mentioned in the monologue, Chuck Schumer saying the cabinet picks because the vice president voted in the affirmative for the secretary of education. A rigged cabinet. I'd like them to elaborate on that. Here's what you don't hear about, okay? All of the companies that are investing in America that would not have invested in America had Hillary Clinton won the election. We hear today the CEO of Intel was in the Oval Office with President Trump and said he's going to invest $7 billion in America, most notably Arizona, and create 3,000 jobs. Oh, man, you know that has got to be sticking it to John McCain. John McCain, senator from Arizona, a never Trumper, always, always. He's not going to put down that mantle. He's just so sour and so bitter. It is really time for him to move off the national stage. And it's not because of his age. Age has nothing to do with it. It's because he's ineffective, and at this point, he's just making a fool of himself. And then we have other companies who have also decided, Alibaba, U.S. Steel, you know, the drama behind Carrier during the transition, Tesla, Apple, and many others. You're not hearing about this when you tune to MSNBC and CNN and all the crazies who are on there. You're not going to hear anything positive because they don't want to give any positive news about President Trump. He met with the sheriffs. Okay, he met with the sheriffs yesterday in the Oval Office, and he actually made the statement that I quote, Trump said, there is a new sheriff in town. Right after, shortly, it was his first weekend in office, he met with union leaders and union workers in the Oval Office. And he asked the question, for those of you who didn't see the little soundbite at the time, or you might have forgotten. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage, who will return tomorrow. We have breaking news for you here on the Savage Nation. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals says there will be no ruling today on the Trump administration's travel ban. I repeat, no ruling today on the Trump administration's travel ban. Oh, man, that is truly amazing. What are they waiting for? It's simple, okay? I was talking about it during the break with Team Savage, who, thank you guys for all of your help. You make me look and sound a lot better than I am, and I do appreciate all of your help. It's not even in legalese. If you just read what the president is allowed to do, it's simple. So it's like they don't want to make the decision, and it kind of ties into the whole cabinet nominee process that's going on, whereas Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer they're trying to delay the inevitable. Now, I have information on the judges there. We'll get to that's the big news. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals says there will be no ruling today. Now, no one knows who these three judges are. Probably in your own communities on Election Day when you vote and you look at the judges, you don't know who they are unless you're super involved. But just quickly, one judge, William Canby, he was appointed by Jimmy Carter in 1980. He's 85 years old. Age has nothing to do with it, but that's just up there. And he's from Minnesota, okay? He's like, when it comes to liberalism, he's like the heat miser. His hair is like red and on fire. And the second judge is Richard Clifton, appointed by George W. Bush from Hawaii, a product of Princeton and Yale, 66 years old. So, hey, Princeton and Yale, good schools, excellent institutions of higher learning, but come on, liberal indoctrination there that's going on is incredible. And last but certainly not least, we have San Francisco's own Michelle Friedland, appointed by President Obama, 44 years old, and her big claim to fame is she has received the President's Pro Bono Service Award. This was back in 2013 from the State Bar of California, and the LGBT Award from the ACLU of Southern California. This was in 2009. Why? Because she did her pro bono work against Proposition 8 in California. That was on the ballot in 2008. And quickly, for those of you who do not know what Proposition 8 was in California, it was a highly controversial anti-gay marriage proposition. So she worked challenging it. So being recognized by the ACLU. So we've got this guy from Minnesota, Canby, Judge Canby from Minnesota, appointed by Carter, Judge Clifton, appointed by George W. Bush. But we saw what happened when we talked about James Robart, who was appointed by George W. Bush. He's the one who got us down this path when he knocked down the executive order last week. And then we have Judge Friedland, again, San Francisco's own, adored by the ACLU. Truly an amazing phenomenon. But there will be no decision on President Trump's executive order from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal. And I ask out to you, the Savage Nation, it's kind of rhetorical, but what are they waiting for? It's plain. It's simple. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. I'm going to go to the phones, but before we do, go to michaelsavage.com. Check out all the headlines and subscribe to the newsletter. After all, it is free. And check out Dr. Savage's new book. Pre-order it, Trump's War, His Battle for America. And the battle is raging right as we speak. This is like in real time. So let's get to the phones. Malcolm on Dr. Savage's flagship, KSFO in San Francisco. Welcome to the Savage Nation with Lou Pate.
Thanks, Lou. What's going on with Betsy DeVos? Like, the liberals are up in a tizzy. They're throwing a fit about confirming Betsy DeVos. And I've done plenty of research on her, and the only thing I can see is she doesn't have a lot of experience. What's going on there?
Well, I could answer that lock, stock, and barrel. Democrats lie. Elizabeth Warren lies. She lied today. I saw her being interviewed in the halls of Congress by CNN, and she, aside from saying it would be quote unquote devastating if Jeff Sessions was nominated and was confirmed as Attorney General, in reference to now Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, she said, and I quote, "She is against public education." Now, Malcolm, that is an out-and-out flat lie, okay? She is not against public education. She's against Elizabeth Warren's version of public education, which is, you know, Common Core and all of that kind of stuff down the line. What we see now in basically all of our urban areas and all of our small, medium, and large cities, that the school boards are run by crazy liberals. They're out of control. The education is subpar. A lot of students aren't graduating. Those who can graduate, many can't read. They can't write. They certainly can't do math. So, but the short answer is, Malcolm, they're upset because Betsy DeVos was nominated by President Trump. That's all it is. It's not about her. It could be you. Malcolm from San Francisco, I'm going to nominate you as Secretary of Transportation. We hate Malcolm because, you know, he slid into second hard when he was in Little League. You know, it's stupid. It's as stupid as that analogy I just gave you. Simply because it's coming from Trump, they're going to oppose Trump no matter what. Everything is an outrage. And you know, Malcolm, when everything is an outrage, you know, nothing matters. No one's paying, and the American people aren't going to pay attention. Like, the Democratic Party is like the boy who cried wolf, don't you think?
Absolutely. And this is what doesn't make sense to me. Democrats are always preaching about women's choice with their body. But when Betsy DeVos says we want to give students and parents the right to choose their school, they're up in arms about it. Why not give students and parents the right to choose their school if you're going to give parents the right to abort their child or a mom the right to abort their child? You can't have it both ways, Lou.
No, but that's where all the hypocrisy comes from. I truly do think, with the objection to all of the cabinet nominees, from Rex Tillerson, who is now Secretary of State, to Sessions, which is going on as we speak, to which we saw Malcolm yesterday, where Vice President Pence had to rule in the affirmative to give the 51st vote to make Betsy DeVos the Secretary of Education, they're just trying to block it to block it. But Malcolm, do you see it this way? Because I was talking about it with Dr. Savage's team before the show. The Democrats are still in election mode. It's like they don't realize they lost. They don't want to accept that they lost. And I truly believe in their gut, they can't move forward with the nomination. These judges in the Ninth Circuit can't decide because they don't want to have to side with the Trump administration, because they still cannot believe in their gut that he won and that he's president. What do you think?
Well, their playbook is the Saul Alinsky playbook, and that is that their enemies will always be their enemies, and whatever they say is always wrong at all costs. That's the Saul Alinsky playbook, and that comes from Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. So when they appoint somebody, they're going to do what they have to do to make sure that whatever they say there's an opposing viewpoint that invalidates what the Republicans are saying. And they're constantly going to do it because if they ever admit the Republicans are right or have a foothold in their mind, they lost. It's not about doing the right thing. It's about pushing forward their agenda.
Well said, Malcolm, listening in on KSFO. Thank you for your time. I appreciate your call. Drive safe out there. I have to tell you, folks, I love what the Democrats are doing. I love Chuck Schumer playing politics of the 60s through the 80s. I love Nancy Pelosi just spouting out whatever comes to her mind because she thinks that no one's going to remember the next day. See, back in the 60s and back in the 70s and even into the 80s, you can get away with that. You can make a statement. And Bill Clinton did it, too, into 92. You could make statements, and nobody's going to remember them the next day. There was NBC, CBS, ABC. You know, there was no Fox News. There was no CNN. Well, CNN came along in 1980, but in the 60s and 70s, it wasn't there. Obviously, the technology wasn't where it is now. People didn't have cell phones in their pockets and being able to look at what people are saying and watch speeches in real time and check newspaper articles to see what was said and so on and so forth and subscribe to services that you can print out speeches. We didn't have this. So if somebody said something in the 70s or the 60s and they said it on the Senate floor, might make the newspaper 3 days later, it was forgotten about. And people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, they're living in the past. They don't realize that everybody now has a Droid or an iPhone, and everybody's walking around with their tablets, and nobody forgets everything. And if you drop a can of beans in the supermarket, someone's filming you, and I don't mean the supermarket security. Everything is being recorded. Nobody forgets, but they seem to think that this isn't happening. So when they say stupid things, and then it's played the next day all over the internet, they wonder why. Let's get back to the phones. Matt, listening from my hometown of New York on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, how's it going?
Going okay. How's it about with you?
Good, good, good. Hey, I wanted to let you know, you know what? These judges know what the law is. They know how they should vote. But what they're afraid of is the court of public opinion.
Well, it comes back to what I was talking about before. You're talking about the court of public opinion. I'm assuming you're mentioning a backlash, but are you talking about the violence or a backlash that they might not be elected as judges next time they come up? What are you referring to? Because I think I asked earlier, with this violence that we've seen at Berkeley and at NYU, is it going to get worse? I think it's only going to escalate. Do you mean violent backlash or voter backlash?
I think a little bit of both, but I think they're more interested in voter backlash.
Well, losing their job? Well, no, because you have Judge Friedland in San Francisco. She's never going to lose her job. Judge Canby, he's never going to lose his job. Judge Clifton lives in Hawaii. He's never going to lose his job. And I actually believe Justice Canby is from, I think he's down there in Arizona. So that can go either way. But I don't think they're ever, people don't pay that much attention to judges, outside of the Supreme Court. Now, violent backlash, Matt, that is something else. Because we're seeing it everywhere. We're seeing violence against neighbors. We're seeing marriages break up. We're seeing the anarchists ramping up their violence because they're not getting what they want. We see protection for political figures like we've never seen before. I mean, it's insane. I mentioned earlier, Matt, I've got a Make America Great hat again, and I love it. And I noticed, I just got it recently, and I noticed that I'm getting stink eye whenever I wear it. And I wonder if that is something that's ever going to escalate. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Your calls, a lot more information, but the news of the moment is the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has decided there will be no decision on President Trump's executive order on immigration today. And I ask to you, Dr. Savage's loyal listeners, the millions of you out there, and the many millions more who are streaming, why? What's taking so long? Oh, man. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals going to be having dinner with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and avoiding the inevitable. We'll be right back here. Remember to go to michaelsavage.com for all your latest headlines and subscribe to the newsletter. Pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. You are listening to Lou Pate here on The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Savage Nation. My name is Lou Pate, sitting in for Dr. Savage. He will return tomorrow. A lot more coming up for you on the show, but the big news coming out of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, they say there will be no ruling today on the Trump administration's travel ban. We're going to get to your calls and more of that in just a moment, but on michaelsavage.com, you'll see an article, hundreds of immigrants convicted and not deported, committing more crimes, even murder. That's what the executive order is all about. President Trump says safety begins with, and I quote, moral leadership. Okay? And we seem to have our friends on the left not wanting to take part in keeping us safe. They don't want to take part in moral leadership. It is truly an amazing phenomenon. We don't know what our enemies are going to do until it happens. It's kind of like the Nostradamus effect. You hear about things, a terrorist attack happens, and then we hear about all the chatter. And then we hear about the guy who got pulled over on the Jersey Turnpike. Then we hear about the guy who talked to the FBI twice and was investigated. But the case in point is what President Trump is trying to do, and I support him 1,000%, is close the door from any nefarious and bad dudes, as he put it, coming into our country. And as being reported, you can find it on michaelsavage.com through the Miami Herald, hundreds of immigrants convicted and not deported committed more crimes, even murder. Now, I'm not going to bore you with a bunch of numbers, but I'll tell you this. At least 121 killings within a four-year span were carried out by convicted immigrants who were not deported. This is being reported by the Miami Herald through michaelsavage.com, and the source of information is the 2015 U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee document, okay? Truly amazing. We have it every year. Federal immigration authorities, they capture criminals, they release these foreign nationals who have been convicted of crime, including murder. Why? Because the Supreme Court has prohibited indefinite detention, or because their countries refuse to take them back, even after immigration judges have ordered the deportation. So we got to put the genie back in the bottle on this one, folks. 855-400-SAVAGE, Lou Pate in for Dr. Savage, and check out Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. You're listening to Lou Pate here on the Savage Nation.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It's the Savage Nation. Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage. He will be back tomorrow, but while we wait for him to come back, you can dial us up here on the show at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Check out michaelsavage.com, a great source of information for all the latest headlines, and you can subscribe to the newsletter. It's free and delivered free to your inbox, so why not do it? And you could also pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. You are at the cornerstone of the Trump's presidency, the load-bearing wall, I'm calling it now. I just added that in during this show. Trump's a builder, so why not have a load-bearing wall? Because it was Dr. Savage who first gave now President Trump a national platform. And I truly believe, not just because I'm sitting in here for Dr. Savage, but if not for that national platform in the early days, we would not be experiencing what we are experiencing in the country, which is basically President Trump doing everything and more that he promised and thus driving the left crazy. For those of you just joining us, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which we have been waiting on with bated breath, is not going to give us a ruling today on President Trump's executive action on immigration. And the obvious question is, why? Why not? In my humble opinion, and I'm not a lawyer, but I do speak legalese sometimes on the weekends, is they don't want to have to side with President Trump. If you read the executive order, if you read the law, you do not have to be a lawyer to understand it, that the president is within his legal right to do what he is doing. Again, hypocrisy all over the place. We have the anarchists with their violence, which I feel will escalate. Again, I still throw that out to you. I'd like to know what you think. Will the violence from the anarchists against the immigration executive order escalate? We have the hypocrisy of the media. Most people don't even know that then President Obama, back in 2011, had a 6-month pause, if you will, on people coming in from Iran. But they say presidents get a honeymoon when they're first starting their first administration. Well, Obama had an 8-year honeymoon, and he's still getting a honeymoon from the media. Did she, was it this Brianna Keeler and one of those? They were like gushing about his physique because there was pictures of him, you know, water surfing with Richard Branson. I mean, it just never ends. But anyway, back to the issue here at hand. Then, of course, there's the cabinet nominees, the obstruction going on. We're waiting on a decision to come down about a nominee for the Attorney General of the United States, Sessions. He will be confirmed, and the Democrats are being babies. They're going, dragging, kicking, and screaming, trying to prevent the inevitable. So I'd like to know from you. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said there'll be no ruling today. Are they doing the same thing as Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi? Do they not want to give a ruling today because they know they have to side with President Trump? Or are they really just looking for a way to go against the president? If they can, they will. It is truly amazing. And I want to tip my hat. I'm not a big fan of Mitch McConnell. I'm not a fan of Paul Ryan either, to be quite honest with you. As much as I supported President Trump and his candidacy, and I support him now as president, and I like everything that he's doing, I do think that some of the mistakes that he made was letting a few roosters into the hen house, if you will, in the form of Mitch McConnell's wife and Elaine Chao, as Secretary of Labor, I believe she is. Paul Ryan, who was against President Trump when he was candidate Trump. I personally feel, and hey, I'm going out on a limb saying this, I don't think these men can be trusted. But I will tip my hat to Mitch McConnell because he did stand up on the Senate floor, finally. And he shut down Elizabeth Warren, finally. Okay? One of the biggest hypocrites in the Senate, Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts, was shut down while she was personally insulting Jeff Sessions. And she was reading a letter from Martin Luther King's wife, Coretta Scott King, and this violates the decor. This violates the decorum, excuse me, of the Senate floor. And while she was speaking, we have the audio. While she was speaking, Mitch McConnell shut her down, and it was deemed inappropriate what she was saying. And now she could no longer speak about Senator Jeff Sessions on the Senate floor. It is truly a beautiful rule that is rarely invoked, but It's a wonderful thing because it stands out. Not only have the Republicans finally stood up to the Democrats, which they rarely do, they always cave. Our guys cave on the Supreme Court. Our guys cave in the Congress. Our guys cave on the Senate floor. For once, it took a guy without a history of standing up to the Democrats to do it, shut down Elizabeth Warren while she was ridiculing Jeff Sessions. And the reason this is a big deal is because, I mean, this is all being played out on the national scene, but also because it's a woman. All right. Not only did they stand up to the Democrats finally, but they stood up to a woman in the Senate. There's always, you know, with the Democrats and the media, there's always the risk they're going to be called misogynists and all that kind of stuff. But let's get to the phones. Rick at WSBA, Dr. Savage's affiliate in Pennsylvania. Welcome to the Savage Nation with Lou Pate. How are you?
Thank you, Lou. I'm great. Thank you for everything you do.
Oh, no, but I appreciate your words and your time. I know you've been there for a while, but there's a lot going on, so I respect your patience. Thank you.
Thank you. I agree with you 100%. I think that the Ninth Circuit Court is holding their decision because they have no other alternative than to side with the president.
It is truly an amazing phenomenon. I mean, the audio was grainy. Did you hear any of it yesterday during that one-hour hearing?
Honestly, it's starting to make me sick. I cannot stomach it anymore.
Did you hear how these judges, especially the female judge, Justice Freeland, San Francisco native, and she proved it yesterday, they were really trying to find reasons to go against the executive order put out by President Trump on immigration. I said it was appalling. It was repugnant was another word I used. And they're citing things. They just have to, Rick, look at the wording of the executive order. Is it legal or is it not? They were considering things that have absolutely nothing to do with what Rudy Giuliani said during the campaign. Who cares what was said during the campaign? Who cared what was said during the transition? It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
But do you think they're searching for a legal means to go against the president, or they're just like Chuck Schumer with the nominations, just putting off the inevitable?
I think they're trying to hold it up to put off the inevitable, and I think it's all going to backfire on them miserably, just like the Democrats trying to hold up all of Trump's cabinet picks.
Well said, Rick, and thanks again for your time from WSBA in Pennsylvania. Let's go south down to Alabama, WVNN.
One quick comment. You had mentioned that Obama had pretty much done the same thing with the travel ban. And I think one of the things that's going to bite Trump is he gets on and he advertises everything. And this is something that Obama, and when you had the public outcry, all of these other, the far left leaning, they saw this as an opportunity to join with the masses and gather more of a following, and then they're suddenly stepping up against to where they never did with Obama. So that may be a thought that maybe something you can expand on.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mac, I disagree with you because they are the Democrats are not joining in with the masses. The Democrats are organizing the masses. Okay, there is George Soros and there are other groups who are funneling a lot of money into these anarchists, and they are basically paying for these riots. It's not even dissension. They're paying for the violence that you saw at Berkeley, paying for the violence you saw at NYU. And in my opinion, I only think it's going to get worse. And I understand what he's saying about Trump telegraphing what he's going to do. But, Mac, everything he's doing is what he said he would do in the campaign. Nothing is a secret. A couple of things have come out of left field here and there where he had to pivot and maybe adjust. But everything he's done, you know, about funding for the wall and meeting with CEOs for jobs and meeting with sheriffs and bringing them in, the pause on immigration. I mean, that's all stuff that we knew about, is it not? And I think that the Democrats had their strategy lined up, ready and waiting to go. They got caught a little short because they thought Hillary was going to win. No, but this is all planned and organized. None of this is grassroots. None of it is accidental. What do you think, Mac?
You know what, I'll agree with you on that, and that's just a sad state of politics in general and just the way we are as a society now, that whether or not it's something we agree with or not, if the person we don't like does it, then we're going to get up in arms about it. So I'll agree with you on that.
Here's case in point, Mac. Here's a perfect example. Justice nominee for the Supreme Court, Gorsuch. Okay, the left had their protest signs all ready to go. They were all written out, printed out. All they had to do was fill in the name of the nominee. They didn't know who the nominee was, and on some of those handwritten signs outside the Supreme Court, you could actually see it's written out. It's in some of them were colorful, some of them were, and you could see different handwriting and you know different colors for where they wrote in the guy's name. They were gonna the Lord himself could have come down from the heavens and President Trump nominate him, and they would have had a problem with it. It doesn't matter who it was going to be. So, like I said, regardless, they are going to oppose Trump and everything he does, no matter what. Why? It's simple, folks. It all comes down to sour grapes. They are angry that they lost the election. They got caught with their pants down when Hillary Clinton did not win. This is all just sour grapes. This is nothing more than, you know, a 3 or 4 year old toddler having a tantrum. Only everybody is an adult, and some of them have a lot of money, and they can pay for that tantrum to be violent in multiple cities around the country and around the world. There is no other difference. Your calls, your opinions coming back here on the Savage Nation. My name is Lou Pate, sitting in for Dr. Savage. He's going to come back tomorrow, 855-400-SAVAGE. Go to michaelsavage.com. A lot of great news stories. The latest headlines, the one being the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals says there will be no ruling today on Trump's executive order. That's what we're talking about. And if you want to read a book that really is something put out in almost real time, Dr. Savage's new book, pre-order it at michaelsavage.com, Trump's War, His Battle for America. You are listening to the cornerstone of the Trump presidency, the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. My name is Lou Pate, filling in for Dr. Savage, who will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, for all of your headlines, you can go to michaelsavage.com. We've already talked about many that are on there, including an article that links to the Miami Herald about deportations that are not taking place. Criminals who are arrested, they're not deported, back out on the streets of America, committing crime, even murder. It's all right there. And also is a link to the story about, which I touched on in the first segment, Elizabeth Warren smacked down on the Senate floor by Mitch McConnell. The Republicans finally standing up against the Democrats and standing up, not afraid to stand up against a woman, because we know all of the anti-woman, war on woman allegations that are going to come out. Here's what was happening, okay? You've got... it was a rare move, and the Senate voted to silence Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts, from speaking out against Senator Jeff Sessions in the nominee process. It was a dust-up on the Senate floor. It was late last night. Well, late for the day, for the business day, but it was not late in the evening. It was about 7 o'clock. She took the microphone. She was going to make a long speech, which she always does, on why Senator Jeff Sessions should not be the Attorney General of the United States. And she read from past statements from critics and so on and so forth, going all the way back to his 1986 nomination for the federal judgeship. And going on and on, blah, 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 blah. She's going on and on. Well, I'll tell you what, Robert, we have the actual audio. I can't let the Savage listeners, the Savage Nation listeners listen to it themselves. I cannot paint as beautiful a picture as what we hear. If you could play the clip, please.
Senator from Massachusetts.
Mr. President, I am surprised that the words of Coretta Scott King are not suitable for debate in the United States Senate. I ask leave of the Senate to continue my remarks.
Is there objection?
Object.
I appeal the ruling.
Objection is heard. The senator will take her seat.
Mr. President.
The senator is reminded that it is a violation of Rule 19 of the standing rules of the Senate to impute to another senator or senators any conduct or motive unworthy or becoming a senator. You stated that a sitting senator is a disgrace to the Department of Justice.
She was warned. She was given an explanation. Nevertheless, she persisted.
I appeal the ruling of the chair.
And there you have it. Isn't democracy a beautiful thing when the rules that we have on the books are actually applied on the Senate floor? Listen, the minutiae of what goes on the Senate floor is usually pretty boring. But I just think that this is just wonderful. Why? Because they're shutting up one of the biggest big mouth hypocrites, always waving that left hand around sanctimoniously, and finally they put her in her place. And the reason you hear glee in my voice is because and I said this three times already, you never hear Republicans standing up to Democrats because they're afraid of how it's going to play out in the media, how it's going to play out on Meet the Press, what Wolf Blitzer's going to say about them, Wolfie boy. He doesn't know what to do these days. And this time, Mitch McConnell was not afraid, because they're going to call him all types of names. And, of course, Democrats in the Senate are rallying around Elizabeth Warren, and on TV they're rallying around Elizabeth Warren, but not as much as I thought they would. And this might be because, you know, her popularity in the state of Massachusetts is kind of fading. There was some polls that came out that say, you know, she's not as well received as she was. She might be in trouble when it comes re-election time for her. So I tip my hat to Mitch McConnell and the Republicans in the Senate. Finally, some backbone. Lou Pate here with you, sitting in for Dr. Savage. Make sure you check out michaelsavage.com and pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage. He'll be back tomorrow here at the cornerstone of the Trump presidency, the Savage Nation. Check out michaelsavage.com. A lot going on there. I'm looking forward right now. President Trump weighing terrorist designation for the Muslim Brotherhood. Oh, that's going to start another battle. So go check that out at michaelsavage.com. And also pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. If you're holding, please continue. We're going to get to your calls. Do not go away. We were talking about Elizabeth Warren and Mitch McConnell standing up to her, the Republicans finally standing up for something. They haven't done it in many years, going back to the days of Justice Souter on the Supreme Court, who was put in there by George H.W. Bush and then sided with the Democrats most of the time. But Senator Elizabeth Warren got cut off while reading a letter by Coretta Scott King while she was trying to criticize Senator Jeff Sessions in the nomination process that the Democrats just do not want to let end. And that's the thing about Elizabeth Warren and her big mouth is this. Nobody wants to call her on it because she's a Democrat and the media loves her and she's a media darling and because she's a woman. So they play the gender card, so to speak. But for those of you who are not aware, Elizabeth Warren misrepresented herself in her whole political career. She claimed as a young lady that she was Native American. And she rode that, she parlayed her claim of being a Native American into a scholarship into Harvard University School of Law. Okay? That is akin to stealing money. And not only that, but it actually bumps a real Native American out from getting a Harvard university education on the arm. Okay? Nobody wants to talk about that. Democrats are always talking about how they care about minorities, they care about the poor, they care about this group and that group, but not if it stands in the way of them getting a free education. Nobody ever calls Elizabeth Warren on that. Her explanation was, I'm 132nd Cherokee. Are you kidding me? I'll take that DNA test. I'll pay for it. I guarantee you're not going to find any Cherokee in her. And then there's the issue of after she got out of college, she continued to claim that she is a Native American. And she used that. She parlayed that into a job. Again, bumping a legitimate person of Native American descent. How the people of Massachusetts ever voted for her when that was out there, why the media never called her on it, why the opposition was probably afraid, intimidated by the whole war on women thing that was going on at the time, is beyond me. But all of this is akin, you get an education that you don't deserve, that someone else should have gotten. It's stealing. It's stealing. And all she's still doing is waving that left hand around and telling lie after lie after lie. And they shot her down on the Senate floor yesterday. They shut her up, I should say. I can't say shot her down. They'll say I'm promoting violence. I'm not. They shut her up. And they used a very rare law, and it's a wonderful thing. Now let's get to the phones. Jeff from KBYR, Dr. Savage's affiliate in Alaska. Welcome to the Savage Nation with Lou Pate.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I just wanted to speak about what's going on with the judicial branch out in California. And I think that this is setting a extremely dangerous precedent in our system. The President of the United States is the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces.
Correct.
So, keeping that in mind, he has access to intel, and correct me if I'm wrong, that federal judges do not have.
Yes.
Probably not cleared to have. So if he needs to make a decision as far as an issue of national defense, he has access to information that those judges cannot have access to. So if he perceives a threat based on intel that he's given and he needs to act on it, and then the courts can usurp his power, that puts us in a very dangerous position.
Well said. Hold that thought, Jeff. Don't go away. Robert, can we play clip 6, please? I think it'll fit in with what Jeff is saying from Alaska.
Terrorism, a tremendous threat, far greater than people in our country understand. Believe me, I've learned a lot in the last 2 weeks, and terrorism is a far greater threat than the people of our country understand. But we're going to take care of it. We're going to win. We're going to take care of it, folks.
There you have it, Jeff. I mean, I think the president and you are kindred spirits. You are both making the same point. But as you know, Jeff, as Chuck Schumer is proving, as Judge James Robart in Seattle, appointed by George W. Bush, who sent us down this path into the lap of the three judges in the Ninth Circuit Court, did, they don't rule on law. They don't rule on what the right thing to do is. They rule basically on politics. They're all crazy ideologues, Jeff.
Yes.
Truly amazing. But yeah, if you're going to neuter the president with his power, what's the point? But Jeff, thank you very much. Do appreciate it. Excellent, excellent point. Let's move on to Ed at WABC, my hometown of New York City. Ed, welcome to the Savage Nation with Lou Pate.
Thank you, Lou. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for your time.
I just want to say that I'm hoping the people surrounding Trump, his coterie of persons on staff and so on, and the Republican Party people, are going to parlay this unrest and this craziness we're seeing into good results in 2018. Because this can't be any better for the Republicans and conservatives than for these people to be acting out the way they are. As painful it is for us to watch now, the end result could be the virtual, destruction of the Democratic Party in 2018, at least for 6, 7, 8 years out, if we're lucky, if they actually begin their homework and do their homework starting now.
Ed, you couldn't be more dead on. The country is watching, the world is watching, and the media, who was out of touch during the election from when Trump rode down that escalator in June of 2015 through the inauguration, through our conversation right now, Ed, the mainstream media on TV has proven that they don't get it. What you just said is what the overwhelming majority of people in the nation are thinking, but you will never hear that reported. You will never hear it reported on TV. You'll hear it here in the Savage Nation. Dr. Savage gives it to you straight every day. But you will never hear it on TV because they don't want to touch that. They don't want to touch it. What you're going to hear is things like, here we have it. It was actually just in the New York Post the other day, Ed. More than half of Americans oppose Trump's travel ban, that according to a Quinnipiac poll. Well, Ed, who bothers with polls anymore, really? I mean, all of the presidential polls were wrong, all of the polls about Trump's favorability, all this, all that. For 18 months we heard it, Ed, and they were wrong about everything. So they want to paint this picture. and push the narrative that the whole country, even Trump supporters or the moderate Trump supporters or those independents who are on the fence who went to Trump in Pennsylvania and Michigan and other states, all, by the way, within the Dr. Savage Nation listening area, they wanted to think that all of these people are appalled and that they have buyer's remorse and that Trump is unstable and he's crazy. And it couldn't be further from the truth, because if they go out there, Ed, and they find people like you in New York City, and they're going to find people in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia and Detroit and all of these other cities, you're going to find what you're seeing on TV that's not reported very much. Union members and workers in the Oval Office patting President Trump on the back. Sheriffs from all around the nation in the office working with President Trump. Companies, as I mentioned earlier, Intel, $7 billion in Arizona, 3,000 jobs, U.S. Steel, Carrier, Tesla, Apple, Alibaba. This is all the positive that's coming out of the White House. And there's been a few bumps in the road. There always will be. Nothing and no one is perfect. But they don't want to report that. They don't want to report that most people came and got you, Ed. But thanks for listening in there from WABC. Let's move on to WSBA, Dr. Savage's affiliate in Pennsylvania. Harry, welcome to the Savage Nation with Lou Pate.
Harry, thanks for taking my call. Elizabeth Warren has no credibility whatsoever. To get to my point, I wanted to point out the similarities between what's the protest now and what happened in Europe in the 80s when we wanted to install the missiles there. And the Green Party suddenly sprung up, and all it really is communist agitation, which has been happening ever since the end of the Second World War. The communists will do anything they can to cause civil unrest in this country, and the similarity is striking to me.
But isn't it now in this world of media where everybody has a supercomputer literally in their pocket? Isn't it kind of old school and really just blatantly? It's like wearing your heart on your sleeve. I mean, everybody can see this for what it is. You know, back in 1968 when they had the riots at the Democratic Convention in Chicago and, you know, other events that have happened throughout time, you got away with that stuff, as I mentioned earlier. But nowadays, with streaming and everything happening live as we see it, you can't get away with it. And it's almost like the Democratic Party didn't get the memo. They're back there with the no nukes movement of the 80s, Harry, with the, what was it, no nukes concert. Springsteen was shooting off his mouth back then, too. Now he's just depressed and angry. And it's a lot of the same artists are even sticking their head up, those who are still around. And it's like they didn't get the memo. The world has moved forward, okay? Come with us. You're invited. It's not so bad. It's not perfect, but it's not so bad. President Trump has people's safety in mind. President Trump has people's financial future in mind. He's trying to make things better. It's going to be hard enough, but what are these people really doing, Harry? What are they protesting? They're protesting keeping America safe. They're protesting keeping American workers at work. You know, they're protesting, moving democracy forward and everybody owning a home and not going into foreclosure. I mean, what exactly are they protesting? It's like that Women's March for Women, the day after the inauguration. What was that all about? There's not one person out there who can tell you what they were protesting. Oh, they're protesting for women? Did you hear anybody talk about Sharia law in the Middle East? Did you hear about the oppression, the genital mutilation, women not being allowed to read or learn how to read, or for that matter, learn how to do anything? You didn't hear anything about that. No, a whole bunch of desperate old lady celebrities trying to be relevant. You remember the movie, Harry, Desperately Seeking Susan with Madonna when she first got on the scene? Her act at the Women's March was like desperately seeking relevance, because that's what she's doing. What do you think, Harry?
I think there is no relevance there, and they just need to come out and tell us what they really want, and that's redistribution of wealth and the power to the workers. And that
they had their time, Harry. They had their time. They had 8 years of Obama. He said to Joe the plumber, redistribute wealth. He was very clear. He never lied about what he wanted to do. He was very open about it. And they had 8 years. And as socialism just doesn't work. We all know that.
But they seem to think it does. Look, they nationalized one-third of our economy with the health care.
That and is true.
It's been a disaster.
Sorry to step on you there. It all comes down to the hypocrisy of the left. Look, everybody is complaining about this Trump administration executive order on immigration, but on the way out the door, former President Obama turned his back on the Cuban people and stopped the wet foot, dry foot program where Cubans, if they made it to the shores of the United States, they were allowed to stay. Obama stopped that with a day or two left in his office. Did you hear any protests? Did you hear any immigration advocates coming out for the Cuban people who are now going to be in the hands of the Castro brothers? No, you don't hear about this. Raul Castro doing the wave with Obama. With the interview during the Super Bowl with Fox News, President Trump said he admires Vladimir Putin because he wants to work with him. There's nothing to be gained by, saying bad things about the man in that interview. Did you hear anything about any criticism about President Obama when he was doing the wave with the Cuban dictator Raul Castro, Fidel's brother, while political prisoners are sitting in jails just a few miles away? The current president says he admires Vladimir Putin. Everybody goes crazy. President Obama does the wave with a dictator. It's okay. President Trump wants to close the borders from countries where a lot of terrorists are coming in. 7 countries, as I said before, only affects 13% of Muslims. It does not affect 87% of Muslims. The media and the left go crazy. President Obama stops Cubans from coming in here with wet foot, dry foot, and nobody cares. Total hypocrisy. Harry, thanks for your call. Lou Pate here with you. Check out michaelsavage.com for your latest headlines. Pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. Lou Pate in for Dr. Savage. We'll be back tomorrow. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage. He'll be back tomorrow, so do not fret. In the meantime, check out michaelsavage.com. You can get all of your latest headlines. For instance, Pearl Harbor 2. China has prepared for a preemptive strike against the U.S. military base. We will talk about that coming up in the next hour. And if you're holding, it's a lot to ask, but do not go away. We're going to get to your calls on the other side of the hour as we move forward with the Savage Nation. We're also going to talk about that horrible deal with John Kerry and former President Obama with the Iranians. And now President Trump has stood in, and he's doing what he said he was going to do, called it a horrible deal. But the theocracy there, they're vowing to step in the way of Trump. If we have some type of altercation with Trump, with Iran, we're paying for it. We've given them $150 billion of your money, and then we gave them another $4 billion literally in cash on skids. I mean, this is something like you see in a mafia movie where they're delivering skids of money on the back of a truck somewhere in New York City. But it actually happened. Remember what I told you about the phones? One of the hostages actually filmed it with their phones. Do you remember that? But the grand leader there, the grand poobah Khomeini, vows Trump response on Iran revolution anniversary. They got a rally coming up. 2 days. We're going to talk about that here on The Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage. Don't forget to pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. My name is Lou Pate, filling in for Dr. Savage. He will be back tomorrow, so keep your dial here at the Savage Nation. And also check out michaelsavage.com for all the latest headlines and subscribe to the Savage newsletter. And, of course, while there, pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. And what a battle it is. We are experiencing it every day. We are experiencing it in real time as I sit in here for Dr. Savage. And remember, as I always say, the Savage Nation, you the listeners, Dr. Savage, together are the cornerstone of the Trump presidency. It is truly an amazing phenomenon what Dr. Savage did for now President Trump and giving him that national platform when no one else would, when they were mocking him, when they were laughing. You can go on YouTube. There are a compilation of videos of people mocking President Trump, even those on the right. But not Dr. Savage. He was there, and he was a good friend, and giving it to you straight, because he always always does, even when he disagrees with the now President Trump. So a pretty amazing phenomenon to stick your neck out that early when everybody else wasn't. We've got a lot coming up. We're going to talk about some of the stories on michaelsavage.com, including Pearl Harbor, too. But first, there's some breaking news out of Paris. There's an explosion in the Paris metro. Dozens of passengers are being evacuated. Station filled with smoke. Reports suggest that the explosion was caused by an electrical fire, but these reports are early. That cannot be confirmed yet. But the incident, obviously, has raised the alarm of people because in French capital, it's still on high alert. You know, terrorism, big problem all over the world. And it might turn out to be electrical, which we hope it is, or it might turn out to be something more nefarious. And if we get that information before the Savage Nation ends today, we will bring it to you first, as we always do. So pretty, you know, anytime something happens, it reminds me of in New York City. A bunch of years ago, there was a water main break or a gas pipe break. It was in Lower Manhattan. Just blew the sidewalk open, and it was a big explosion, and people went running. One woman ran literally right out of her shoes. That's no joke. And at that point, I thought, wow, the terrorists have won, because it was just like a steam pipe or something like that. Caused a massive explosion, blew a big hole in the sidewalk. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. But what it did was then, you know, made you realize, man, are the terrorists winning? Every boom we hear is it thought to be terror. So we'll keep you there. We'll keep you updated on the latest on Paris. But the big news coming out of today, for those of you working your 9-to-5, keeping busy, is the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals says there will be no ruling today on President Trump's immigration executive order, which has caused a lot of controversy and, in my opinion, has truly exposed the left for being incredibly super hypocritical when it comes to the issue of immigration. And as I said earlier, we have President Trump getting rid of the wet foot, dry foot thing with Cuba on his way out the door a couple of days before he left office. Very little news reporting about that. Well, why would they? He's turning his back on the Cuban people. And now we have President Trump, in my opinion, and rightfully so, trying to keep the country safe, saying that safety begins with moral leadership, with the issue of the pause on immigrants and refugees coming from several nations that have been prone to terrorism, and everybody's jumping on them. So you see the double standard in the media, you see the double standard by the Democratic Party. It is truly an amazing phenomenon. We are living in historic times. You know, we look back on history and you go, that was historic. These are truly days that we will look back on in many years down the road, and long after we're all gone, the next generations will look back and they'll say, what the heck was going on back then? By then, the media will truly be gone. But we do have some tensions. We have the internal tensions with the cabinet nominees. We've got the internal tensions with the executive orders. But there's still a big world out there. And we have the issue with China and trade deals. President Trump, very tough, talking tough and acting tougher, doing everything he said he was going to do. And really, you know, taking it to the Iranians, quote unquote, putting them on notice. And also striking out at the Chinese with trade deals and other things, and they're not too happy about it. We'll get to the Iranian thing in just a bit. But the Daily Mail is reporting Pearl Harbor, and I quote, Pearl Harbor 2, China has prepared for a preemptive strike against U.S. military bases, which would cripple American forces in the region, end quote. Those are some pretty dire words. I'm not spreading fear here. That is what they're reporting. They're saying an investigation of satellite imagery compares China missile testing grounds and U.S. military bases. The images show that the test areas have been designed to look like the military bases, according to the report. And earlier this week, a highly accurate Chinese ballistic missile capable of threatening U.S. and Japan bases in Asia made its last appearance, and the medium-range DF-16 featured in a video was posted last week. So, are they going to attack? Probably not, but what they're trying to do is send a message. They're sending a message that says, don't mess with us or else, you know, we are capable of taking care of ourselves. But President Trump, he will not stand for this, and this is why he is in office. People always say, what is President Obama's legacy? Oh, it's going to be Obamacare, it's going to be this, it's going to be that, doing the wave with a dictator in Cuba. No, the legacy is America getting tough again, America being strong again, America standing up to its adversaries like China, like Iran, instead of like in the Iran case giving them $150 billion and then another $4 billion literally on pallets for a different reason to release those hostages. And now China walking all over us, owning us basically. Gosh, if they ever called in on the notes that of what we owe them, they'd probably bankrupt us. And Trump saying, you know what? We're going to rise out of this hole that previous administrations, both Republican and Democrat, have dug us into. And we're going to get out of this when it comes to trade, and we're going to make our military even bigger and brighter and more powerful and more intimidating than ever. And he's basically putting China on notice and letting them know when it comes to military, when it comes to trade, the old days are gone, okay? We're not going to, you know, oh, okay, we're afraid because it's not that you have 1.3 billion people and you could attack us. No, it's more money. It has to do with money, where whoever has the most money has all the power. That's how we won the Cold War. The Soviet Union, it wasn't that we were better militarily than them. They could nuke us 9 times, we could nuke them 11 times. The problem with the Soviet Union was they ran out of money. Well, China is not going to run out of money. So what President Trump, in my opinion, is going to try to do is then basically even the playing field a little bit, okay? Make our military as great as it once was with all modern technology. Get rid of all these old planes. There was a report out about a substantial number of military Air Force aircraft that doesn't even fly, and yet you are paying for it every day. Those days are gone. He's a businessman, not a politician, where the bottom line is what matters, okay? If it's not profitable, it's not working. It's as simple as that. If you're not making money, you're failing. And that's the way a businessman's supposed to think. So if we've got planes that aren't being used and they're causing the taxpayers money, well, what's the point? So that's the point. He's going to rebuild the military. He's going to rebuild our working force. And more importantly, he's going to rebuild pride that Americans have in their country. Because we've been hearing for the last 8 years through the Obama administration and its surrogates how horrible this country is, how demeaning it's been to countries around the world, how we've had our boot heel on the neck of countries and we've made our greatness on and our exceptionalism on the backs of everybody without caring. Well, some of that might be true where you have to, you know, step on certain people to get to certain places. America's a good country. America's a great country. And anytime there's an earthquake, anytime there's a tsunami, anytime there's starving women and children, anytime there's some type of dictator, despot out there, we are the ones who answer the call. Whether it's Saddam Hussein in Kuwait, whether it was the Nazis in World War II, and so on and so forth down the line, communism making its way through Laos and Cambodia, earthquakes in Afghanistan when we are at war with them, with the Taliban, we sent aid. What other country does that? Okay, think about it. The Indonesian tsunami in Christmas week, 2006, 236,000 people lost their lives, many vacationers from multiple nations, totally a melting pot of tragedy. Who was there? We were there. Everybody got together in the United States. We sent money. We sent military. We sent aid. So when The crazy leftists, as Dr. Savage says, liberalism is a mental disorder, and he's right. When they say this is a bad place, it's not. We're not perfect. There have been some slip-ups, and there have been a couple of maybe weirdo characters that might have had power along the way that shouldn't have in the forms of generals and so on and so forth, and some mistakes and massacres, Vietnam. But overall, man, we are an A-plus country. And now we have a man in the White House who is not afraid to tell the world what America is. It's a great place. And we can only help other people if we maintain our greatness. If we're down and we're broke and we're all disoriented and our military's weak, when that earthquake comes, when that tsunami comes, when that dictator comes, if we're weak, we can't help you. Okay? And so that's what's going on here. And now everybody knows Trump is the real deal. And he's letting China know they're on notice. And they're just basically saying, hey, look, we have all these satellite imagery that show missile testing grounds and stuff like that. That's basically them saying, we're ready for you. But they're probably not. They just want to let them know, okay? Nobody wants World War III, okay? It's bad for business. It's bad for life. But leaders have a thing with their people, you know, they don't want to seem like they're being pushed around by other countries, so they have to play it tough. And that's what a lot of this is, okay? You got, what's it, Kim Jong-un up there in North Korea. They've got no money. They shoot a flare into the Sea of Japan and claim they have nukes. They don't even have enough money to put on their lights up there. So that's what these despots and that's what these dictators do. And when Hillary Clinton lost the election and Donald Trump began his transition, the Democratic Party, China, and Iran all sat up and said, whoa, what are we doing? Although General Flynn the other day officially put Iran on notice, the whole world is on notice. It was going to be a new beginning. It wasn't going to be the old days. If Hillary Clinton had won, everything would remain the same. Nothing would be better for the American people. We would continue that road, we would continue that path down the road to nowhere, where America was being made less and less. And that's just the way it is. We'll talk more about this. We'll take your calls, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. If you're holding, please continue to hold. We're going to get to your calls right after this. Check out michaelsavage.com for all things Dr. Savage, your latest headlines, your newsletter, which is delivered free, and also Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. My name is Lou Pate. You can follow me on Twitter at Lou Pate Show. But right now, keep it here. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
And this was done, very importantly, for security, something you people know more about than all of us. It was done for the security of our nation, the security of our citizens, so that people come in who aren't going to do us harm. And that's why it was done. And it couldn't have been written any more precisely. It's not like, oh, gee, we wish it were written better. It was written beautifully.
There you have President Trump talking about the travel ban and how it was done for the security of our nation. Now, we are talking about China, okay? They are basically putting on a show of military strength. And we have the issue with Iran. And I mentioned how President Trump is not taking any guff from these guys. And he's certainly not going to go there and bow in front of them and bend over like President Obama did for so many years. But we do have the media out there talking about the quote-unquote growing hostility from President Donald Trump. You know, what he's doing is telling Iran, you really got the best of John Kerry when he was Secretary of State. You really got the best of President Obama. You took advantage of how naive they were about world affairs, and they gave you $150 billion, $4 billion later on skids, which I said, and the Iranians don't like this. As Trump told the county sheriffs in the Oval Office, there's a new sheriff in town, and Khamenei in Iran actually tweeted out, he's taking after Trump. It's funny now, all the world leaders are tweeting at each other. Even just a year ago, this would have been crazy. Saying, Khamenei tweeted out, Trump says, be scared of me. No, Iranians will respond to such words with rally on the 10th that will show what is their position towards threats. So they're basically going to have a big rally in the anniversary of the revolution going back to 1979 when the Iranians made another Democrat president look foolish, that in the form of Jimmy Carter. I wish there was some way we can get that $150+ billion of your hard-earned money, my hard-earned money, back from the number one state sponsor of terrorism, but we can't. We also can't get back the $220 million that former President Obama gave to the Palestinians on the way out the door. There's another thing that you don't hear about. Oh, boy. Coming up here on the bottom of the hour. Rob, do I have time for a quick phone call? All right, let's go to Jason at KSFO San Francisco. Jason, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call. I appreciate it. My question is this. I know we hear a lot about the information that's been given about why this bill should, or this the president's order should not be overturned. My question is this, is what happens if it is upheld? What is the legal ramifications, or what will possibly happen if the District 9 court, would it go to the Supreme Court and be heard there, or what's going to happen if in fact the stay on the ban is upheld?
From what I understand, the back and forth, the tennis game, the volley that we're seeing now will end up in the Supreme Court, because the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is the next level below the Supreme. There's nowhere to go, Jason, after that. So after this, could there be some legal wrangling, try to overturn it? No, I think the only thing you can do is maybe another executive order, but then that just starts the whole thing over again. So no, from here, it's the Supreme Court. That's where we go. So we'll see what happens. So, Jason, stay tuned on that. And for those who don't know, the breaking news today is the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said there will be no ruling today on President Trump's immigration order. You are listening to The Savage Nation. Go to michaelsavage.com for the latest headlines and pre-order Trump's War, His Battle for America. My name is Lou Pate. You are listening to The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage. He will return tomorrow, but in the meantime, pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. And for all of your things, Dr. Michael Savage, go to michaelsavage.com and you'll get the latest headlines. We're talking about a few of them that are there now. The Iranians talking tough, the Chinese talking tough. We gave you the breaking news about an explosion in the Paris metro. That's also there, and that has not been determined to be terrorism yet. The early reports are that it's possibly an electrical fire. If that changes, we will let you know. But we are talking about how President Trump is doing everything that he said he would do. And this is just ticking the left off. If you want to gauge, don't go by favorability ratings, don't go by this, that. If you want to gauge how well President Trump is doing, look at the Democratic Party. Look at how unhinged Maxine Waters is talking about impeachment. Hey, was anybody talking about kicking her out of her district in Los Angeles when she was investigated back in 2009 for allegedly funneling money to her husband's bank? Did anybody talk about that? It was found that she did nothing wrong. We want to make that very clear. But they did question the actions of her grandson at that time, pertaining to the same funneling of money. So no charges ever came to him. I want to make that very clear. But boy, no one's safe with these Democrats. They'll throw their own grandson under the bus so that they don't have to take the fall. But was anybody talking about kicking her out of Congress is the point? No. President Trump driving Nancy Pelosi crazy, driving Chuck Schumer crazy, and that means he is doing a good job. But let's get to the phones. Dan, hey, Dan, thanks for holding. Thanks for your time. How are you?
Thanks for taking my call. Just a quick comment about the judge is delaying the decision on the temporary ban. I believe that they want to overrule it, especially given the backgrounds of these judges that you alluded to earlier. But the Constitution so plainly gives Trump the authority to do what he's doing, that, and I think they know it. And I think they need the extra time to craft some convoluted decision to present, because they can't just outright deny it on its face as it's written. I really just think they need the extra time to, do their leftist duty and present some argument and deny it. And they know it'll be overturned anyway eventually, but I just think that's what they need the extra time for, because they can't just, they don't have a good decision yet that's going to make much sense in the face of just how plainly it's written in the Constitution that even a child can understand that Trump is given this authority.
I think you're hitting it dead on. I mean, it is truly amazing that they didn't come out. What's taking so long? Actually, Dan, while I have, hey, Robert, can we play clip 4? Because I think this plays right into what Dan is just talking about.
If you were a good student in high school or a bad student in high school, you can understand this. And it's really incredible to me that we have a court case that's going on so long. As you know, in Boston, we won it with a highly respected judge and a very strong opinion. But now we're in an area that, let's just say, they are interpreting things differently than probably 100% of the people in this room.
Now, Dan, that is President Trump saying a bad high school student would understand the immigration statute. And you don't have to be a legal scholar to read that and understand what it's saying. It's very clear. So either they are doing what Chuck Schumer is doing in the Senate and delaying the inevitable because they don't want to, give it to him, or I would not be surprised if they're trying to craft the wording so that they can buy time, because if they shoot it down, Dan, then like we said, the Supreme Court, and who knows how long it's going to take them. Are they going to hear it in this session? Is it going to get kicked down the road till, October or next year? What's going to happen? But Dan, I think we're almost giving the liberals on the bench in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals the most overturned circuit in the judicial branch. I think we're giving them too much credit. Don't liberals on the bench just do what they want to do anyway? They don't usually have to cite law.
No, I'm sorry. Can you say that again? I lost you a little bit.
Oh, I say no. Your cell phone might have faded out. I say, don't liberals on the bench just do what they want to do? They usually don't have to try to craft the language to get what they want. They're all ideologues. They don't vote based on the law. We've seen that with the Supreme Court, with Sotomayor and Kagan and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We see it all the time. They'll issue 1,000 pages, but nobody reads it. They just do what they want anyway. I think we're giving them too much credit to think they're going to craft something wordy. What do you think?
Well, maybe, but I still think that, they want to at least make it look good, because I think this is a case that it's actually, it's so plainly worded that to just say that, because I think what they really are just dying to do is to make this into the Muslim ban that they're trying to make it into somehow. They're really trying to make it all about it being some religious test or a Muslim ban that, when it clearly isn't. And somehow I just think that maybe they're not as clever as they're given credit for, like you say. But so they can't just, they just don't have the words yet. And I think they really are trying to put on a good show, because they are on a national stage after all. And I think that, and they can take all the time they want, I think. I mean, I don't know if they're under some kind of a, a deadline to have this done. I know that, I'm sure that it's, they feel some kind of urgency to get this done. But to them, if they say, well, we're just going to take an extra day to do this, it's not going to affect anything. Nobody's going to nobody's going to deny them that extra day. So why not just take the extra day, delay it even more, like the Democrats have been doing anyway, and just make themselves look good, like they've actually come to a well-considered decision. Why not take the extra day to do that? Because who's going to stop them?
Well, they're not under any time constraints, like you say, but what they are facing is an enormous amount of pressure. Could you imagine, Dan, what's going on behind the scenes with the activists and politicians and everybody who's anybody and everybody who's nobody putting pressure on these people to shoot this thing down, not because it's not constitutional, not because it's worded wrong, but simply because it is coming from President Trump, and everybody knows that he's right on this thing. They know that there's nothing to do. Nothing they can do. They're trying to make it into some type of bias, prejudicial, discriminatory thing against Muslims, which the word Muslim ban is not even in there. And Dan, if I can, with your time here, repeat again the pause in immigration in the executive order affects only 13% of Muslims. It is people, Muslim or Christian or Hindu, anything from those seven countries. Countries like India and Indonesia and others that have large Muslim populations, actually 87% of the Muslim population comes from countries outside of the seven cited. It doesn't affect. So it's not a Muslim ban. But even that judge, the female judge, what was her name? Michelle Freeland. She called it a Muslim ban. And I think she really showed her hand. She dropped her cards down from her vest and showed to me while I was eating dinner last night that she truly was looking for a way to shoot this thing down. And she just does not have any bullets in the chamber. But hey, Dan, thanks for your call. Do appreciate you checking in from Dr. Savage's flagship station of a KSFO in San Francisco. Truly amazing. We talked earlier about how the media is not covering anything positive going on in the Trump White House. And people say, well, it's all clustered and everything's screwy and he's messing things up. Really, he is not. Okay. We talk about all of the companies. I can't say this enough. Talk about the companies who are investing money. Just earlier today, the CEO, get this, the CEO of Intel is in the Oval Office with President Trump. The CEO of Intel, who I saw the press conference, it was a little boring, but he's not a public speaker, he's a billionaire. He openly was for Hillary Clinton. He is from Silicon Valley. If he would, he's never going to be invited to another dinner party if he does anything pro-Trump, but he showed a lot of backbone today. He went into the Oval Office and he talked about spending $7 billion in Arizona and creating 3,000 jobs. Why? Well, it's good for technology. It's good for his bottom line. And again, him and Trump are businessmen at the end of the day. It's good for the American workers, and it's good for America as a whole. And that's why you see all of the other companies, some of which I cited earlier, Tesla, Apple, U.S. Steel, IBM is another one, Alibaba, all investing money in the United States. As I said before the bottom of the hour, this would not be happening if Hillary Clinton was president. The Clinton Global Initiative now has been shut down. Okay, donations to the Clinton Foundation immediately following the election dropped 70%. Okay, they're closed for business. That no more influence can be purchased, okay? And if Hillary Clinton, it is truly my opinion that if Hillary Clinton had been elected, she would continue to sell influence and peddle her power, just like was exposed in those emails, okay? These jobs would not be coming to Arizona. Intel, everyone from Intel to IBM to U.S. Steel to Apple would not be moving operations here to the United States if Hillary Clinton had become president. And it's positive. It's positive for the president. It's positive for the American worker. It's positive for our economy. Again, it's positive for America as a whole. And the media just does not want to talk about anything positive. I look over my shoulder here at my TV monitor. It says, CNN, Trump slams Nordstrom for dropping Ivanka's label. I mean, this is what they're talking about. They do not want to talk about anything positive. Trump called the judge's behavior disgraceful, the three judges on the Ninth Circuit Court, and it was disgraceful. I called it appalling. I called it repugnant. But they're saying the use of the word disgraceful is not presidential. I'm looking here at MSNBC. President Trump uses White House platform to defend family business. And believe me, folks, I've been flipping channels throughout the whole time I've been sitting in here for Dr. Savage. Not one word about $7 billion being put into Arizona from Intel. It is truly an amazing phenomenon. It comes down to the old adage I always like to say when I sit in here for Dr. Savage, that political correctness is domestic terrorism, okay? And what we have going on here now is what Trump is doing, all of the things he is doing, whether it's the pause on immigration or whether it's tough talk with Iran or so on and so forth down the line, pushing to get Betsy DeVos made Secretary of Education and Vice President Pence having to be the deciding vote. All of this is viewed as not correct, not politically correct, not in line with what the Democrats want to do, so thus it's wrong. They're exposing their intolerance. And I have to say again, I love it. Chuck Schumer, keep doing what you're doing. Nancy Pelosi, do not shut up. keep rattling off your mouth. Maxine Waters, please, somebody give her a bigger megaphone. These people need to be heard by the American people, okay? We, the political junkies that are involved and dive into this all day long, we know all the sound bites. Sometimes we assume that everybody knows them, but we know you're busy out there. People in the Savage Nation, you're working. Got your families, you got your 9-to-5, you got your mortgage, worried about the kids' college. These things might trickle through the cracks in your world and you don't catch them all. Well, that's why we're here. But the whole nation, the whole world needs to hear the idiotic and uninformed and intolerant statements that are being made by the left and the leadership of the left. Did you know the average age, and I'm not discriminatory when it comes to age, but since the left makes a whole big deal about how the Republican Party is a party of white man and old white man and all of this kind of stuff, the average age of the Democratic leadership is 76. They are all white. Okay? You come to your own conclusion about that when you want to talk about the party of old white men and who's really looking out for the people. It is truly an amazing one. Chuck Schumer looks foolish a lot of the time, but when he said today, Vice President Pence pushing through and voting in the affirmative, the 51st vote, and pushing her over the top, Betsy DeVos, calling it a rigged cabinet. What's a rigged cabinet? It's just a stupid expression. It makes no sense. It is truly an amazing. So now the latest controversy is Ivanka Trump and Nordstrom blocking her clothing line there. Here, newsflash, here on the Savage Nation, she has removed business ties from the company, okay? She is now working with her father in the White House. What her exact title is has not been revealed to the public yet. They're calling her the de facto first lady. She has nothing to do with the line except that her name is on it. Do you get it? But now, that's all they can talk about because why? They have nothing else. They cannot block cabinet nominees. When it comes to the executive order on immigration, President Trump is in the right. Jobs are coming back to America. It will take some time, and so on and so forth down the line. And we've got these three justices, Clifton, Friedland, and Canby, who now hold it in their hands, yet they're delaying it for another day, the immigration order. Why? Truly an amazing phenomenon. We'll take a break. When we come back, I want to make one more comment on the violence that we're seeing around this nation because it could affect all of us and especially someone you love. Lou Pate in for Dr. Savage. Check out michaelsavage.com for the latest headlines, many of which we discussed during the show, but it's your place for news. And be sure to pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. My name is Lou Pate. Follow me on Twitter at Lou Pate Show. You are listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. My name is Lou Pate, sitting in for Dr. Savage. He will return tomorrow, so make sure you've got it here for the Savage Nation, the cornerstone of the Trump presidency. And for all things Michael Savage, go to michaelsavage.com. Latest news, headlines, subscribe to the Savage newsletter. It's delivered free to your inbox. How could you argue with that? And also pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. As we head to the top of the hour, I want to talk to you about this situation that's going on with the cabinet nominations, with the challenge to the executive order, with the media ignoring anything positive and job creation and things of that nature that are coming out of the Trump White House, there is the issue of violence. I think the violence is going to get worse. What we saw in New York City, what we saw in Berkeley, it shouldn't be. We have to stop this tomfoolery. It is just ridiculous because a lot of people are going to get hurt, but we've not seen the end of it yet. Hey, special thanks to Jim. Special thanks to Robert, Team Savage. I couldn't have done it without you. You guys make me look great. Lou Pate here with you. Follow me on Twitter at Lou Pate Show. You are listening to The Savage Nation.